Hey, folks. Welcome back to Steven and Stacy review the Mae Young Classic round one. Is that where we're going with this week?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. So, I'm Steven.
And I'm Stacy.
Yeah. Just like the title of the show.
Spoilers.
Spoiler alert. So we did one of these where we previewed the whole lovely tournament here, the Mae Young Classic 2018 version. And now the first round's over, so we were both really enjoying it, and we wanted to come back and talk about what's happened so far.
Absolutely, because there is so much to talk about. My God.
What's been your your takeaways from the your main takeaway from the first round?
How much time do we have? the main takeaway for me is that it was actually on the whole really, really, really good. Like, and like so far away better than say like last year's first round. Like the quality of all the matches and the quality of the wrestlers and the fact that everyone seems to be different and seems to have a personality and, you know, and performed well. And like, for the most part, I mean, there were a couple of, you know, but generally, like, everyone was really good and the matches were really good. There were a couple of really good first round matches. And yeah, I just think the standard has just been unbelievably better than last year.
And not only that, it seems to be really foreshadowing amazing upcoming matches.
Oh yeah. Oh my God.
Really set the stage for stuff.
That was the thing I felt watching it. Every week when I would watch it, like, there'd be some like fun match and like the right person would go over and I'd be, thank God. And then they'd pull the bracket up and be like, in round two, she's gonna face X. And I'd be like, holy shit balls, yes. Every single time. Like, because seriously, like, every single second round match is interesting to me. Like, they all look really, really good on paper. So, like, I'm very excited about the whole thing so far.
Yeah. We're going to end the show with giving our predictions for the second round. Have you been spoiler-free?
I'm spoiler-free.
Me too. Except for the finals, I got ruined.
Oh, no.
Well,
then how are we? Okay.
Well, what's annoying is, I just wanted to see, because, like, people were saying what the evolution card was.
Oh, okay.
So I went to Wikipedia, and they just had the match up there. Like, ugh.
Yeah, that would be annoying.
But, I would have...
But you don't know how, like...
How they got there.
Yeah, the next few rounds. Yeah, probably, yeah.
Okay. And it kind of was my prediction anyways.
So, yeah.
So it wasn't that bad. But, yeah, that was annoying. Fucking Wikipedia. Just, like... Have a section where things that have been announced and a spoiler section where things that are spoilersy announced. Can you do
that
on Wikipedia?
They don't take wrestling fans' feelings into consideration.
Oh man. Have you ever been to a pay-per-view page for Wikipedia?
Yeah.
It's awesome. Like, the first paragraph is always like, this is an event that covers the storylines between athletes that...
That's the best thing about wrestling is, like, context wherein people outside of wrestling are trying to decipher it and explain it, like, in a way that makes sense to normal human beings. Like, this build up from storylines on their television program for such and such. Yeah, I know. They're funny.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
First round, really awesome. Actually, it really kind of reminded me of, like, the very early Super J Cups, where you had like a lot of different talent and they were in kind of shorter matches, but a lot of different things going on, and it's just enticing you for what's to come, and then some really good stuff. So that's what I felt watching it, which got me really excited. But I think before we get into it in more detail, this show comes out on Pro Wrestling Only, and I thought we would just take a moment to talk about how great Pro Wrestling Only is. We want to make sure you follow them on Twitter. You follow Pro Wrestling Only on Instagram. There's some really cool stuff that could be happening in the future. And the more people that follow the Twitter and the Instagram, the more likely some of these really cool things will happen. So you might want to get on that. But there is a lot of great podcasts. There's my podcast, Who Booked This, with J.R. Goldberg, who where we look at really weird and bizarre and crappy wrestling and have a great time. You should all check that out. But there's other great podcasts, plus the message board where me and Stacey met, and a lot of great discussions going on there. Did you have anything to say about Pro Wrestling Only before we get on?
Just to echo you and say that it's awesome. And you should definitely follow Pro Wrestling Only on Twitter. And Charles, you know, is doing a great job, you know, reorganizing the site and all the stuff that he's got in the works, which sounds fantastic. And yeah, the message board is great. Really, it's like, it's hands down the best wrestling message board I've ever been on, just for the content and the quality of people and the level of discussion and the just the range and breadth and depth of wrestling discussion that's on there. It's amazing. So, and yeah, that,
you can like look up any wrestler you can think of and find like a 10-page thread about them, or think of any match pretty much that happened, and you'll find at least 5 comments or like reviews of it. So it's kind of cool in that aspect too.
Exactly. Yeah. For the historian, it's invaluable, to be honest. Yeah. So definitely check it out.
Yeah. But subscribe, like, follow, do all that stuff. Especially, the cool stuff, being planned maybe towards WrestleMania weekend. So, yeah, so some hints to come there. But we have a Mae Young Classic 2018 version to talk about here. So I want to ask you, of all the people, you know, there's 32 talents. We're not going to talk about them all again. We did that last episode. But yeah. I want to ask you, is there one person here who you may not have seen or you might not have heard much about that really surprised you, that you kind of fell for?
Yes. Oh my god, yes. Though there's probably a couple that I could mention, but the main one I would say happened yesterday when I watched episode 4, because I had heard of Hiroyo Matsumoto.
One I was going to talk about.
Oh, goddammit, sorry. What's in that? One. I got first.
Her fucking promo.
I am the Lady Godzilla. I'm going to destroy everyone. And I was already sold before she'd even come out.
I was like, move over Becky Lynch, move over Kairi Sane. We have a new crush here, and it's Matsumoto, because she's amazing.
Oh, I was all in just from her promo. I'm going to destroy everything, you should say. And then she came out, and her and Rachel, Rachel Evers, I should say her government name, her had that bomb-ass match, which to me was the best match of round one. I absolutely dug the shit out of it. It was so good. They hit each other so hard, and then, like, no sold a bunch of shit and just fired up and just kept killing each other, and it was just, I was going out of my mind. That was my favorite match of round one. And yeah, Hiroyo was amazing. Rachel Evers is always good, and she, like, showed out as well. And, yeah, so, like, after that, and seeing Hiroyo beat the shit out of her like that, and then win, and then say into the camera, I'm going to destroy everyone again.
I know.
I am all fucking in on Hiroyo.
Me too.
And this is the thing, and then in round two, she gets to face Toni Storm.
I know. That's gonna be fucking baller.
I'm so pumped.
I know. We'll get to the matchups of round two, but yeah, that's one that could steal everything.
So seeing that I stole your pick, do you have another pick for someone?
That's, that you want to, you know, I formulated that question around Matsumoto.
God, sorry.
But there was another one that really impressed me, who I kind of was impressed by last year, but she didn't, you know, she hasn't really done much, was Zia Lee. Her and Karen Q, who I really like, had a fucking awesome, like, kung fu match.
That was so fun.
I loved it. And, oh man, I'm looking forward to seeing more of, well, I hope they get Karen Q back in there, but, seeing a lot more of Zia Lee. She's she's very young, hasn't wrestled too many matches in her life, but if she continues along this vein, she's going to be someone to watch.
Oh, yeah.
Fun as hell.
Yeah, it was. She's, like, already so much better than the first time we saw her, and it's, like, she's been wrestling for literally a year. And, yeah, oh, man, like, the backstory to this match and to episode three, I was sort of in hospital last week. I'm fine, by the way, I'm fine, but I was in hospital for a time, and so I watched episode three while I was in hospital in a ward surrounded by all these old ladies, and so I was... trying not to yell out loud and disturb anyone because it's hospital. But I was sitting there in my hospital bed watching this episode, and like Xia Li and Karen Q come out and like start having this kung fu match out of nowhere. And I was like silently going nuts, like in my chair, because it was just awesome. And I was like freaking out. It was so much fun.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah, I'm keen on Xia Li now.
Yeah, and taking on Deonna Purrozzo is going to be quite the contrast of styles in the next round.
Yes.
But we'll get on to that. But actually another person who, I don't know, she had probably had, like, not any matches in her life, but Casey Catanzaro?
You just stole my answer. I was about to say that too. Yeah, Casey Catanzaro, yeah.
She's got potential.
She is... Yes, she is the guy, like, already. she's started wrestling, but she hasn't had a lot of matches, I'm pretty sure. She just debuted somewhere on an NXT house show, I think, recently. Yeah, oh my god, Casey, did she ever, like, deliver on that hype? It was amazing. And again, like, and the match was so good to show her off, because she was in there with Reyna Gonzalez, who actually also was really, really good and seemed much improved from last year as well. Yeah. She did her job really well. And just, one of my favorite parts of the whole first round was when they came out to have their match, and then the commentators go, Reyna Gonzalez is 6 foot, 200 pounds, and Casey is 5 foot, 100 pounds. Like, just that literal, like, she's literally half her size.
Yeah.
And a whole foot shorter. And she looked it, you know, and it was an amazing, like, size difference. And they just had this great little cat and mouse match where Reyna would just cut her off and Casey would try and fly around. And it was, it was bomb. And oh my God, that moment where Casey springboarded onto the inside of the second rope. I don't even know how that's physically possible. She's breaking the laws of physics. And I am just all in on that shit. And honest to God, there are a lot of really good wrestlers in this tournament. But I feel like of every single woman in this thing, Casey already probably has the highest ceiling. Just in terms of her potential. Because if she can already move that well, if she can already do things that no one else can do, and if she's already, like, you know, tiny and sympathetic and looks like a born baby face, and she can already, like, talk, I guess, well enough, you know, like, she has it all, and she just has such potential. My God.
Imagine a couple years down the line, her and the Alexa Bliss feud is just going to like, fucking end this world.
5 feet of something.
it's gonna be great. I think my favorite match of the first round was Mia Yim and Allison Kay. I love Mia Yim. She's an amazing talent, and she really worked really hard this last year to change up her style. And actually, in this tournament, it was just announced she's signed with NXT. So congrats to her.
I'm very happy about that. She deserves that.
Yeah, for sure. Someone really does. And her and Allison Kay have obviously got a lot of history. And those two fucking went at it. And, like, of all the matches in the first round, they all felt like a tournament, right? This one felt like a fucking grudge match. And it was awesome.
Yeah, it was definitely helped by having that backstory and that they pushed so hard, that they knew each other so well and they've had so many matches and you know, and the broken nose and all this sort of stuff. And then, my favorite part about that is when Mia Yim chopped the ring post.
Oh,
I have I have never heard someone hit the ring post that loudly, like that crack. Oh my god.
On Twitter, someone was like, how did that not kill your hand? How did that not hurt? And she did. She was like, it really hurt.
It fucking did. I can imagine.
Yeah. That was an insane move to pull off. And, man, I'm really glad she's signed on, because her in NXT is going to be a beautiful thing to watch.
Yes.
We talked about a lot of highlights. And we'll talk about some more. I'm going to talk about the low light of the tournament so far.
Yeah.
So there's two parts of it that make this by far the worst part of the tournament. One was the announcing and the other was the match. But Zeuxis from CMLL Lucha Libre, who's a hell of a talent, not only did she have a horrible match, but Michael Cole was the worst announcer in the world during the match. I don't know what happened.
I didn't even notice the announcing.
He couldn't pronounce her name. He pronounced it 6 different ways during the match. He made comments that, like, Arena Coliseo was the MSG of Mexico.
That's right. I remember that.
And it's okay, like, yeah, she worked, she headlined there, so she's a big deal. She fucking headlined Arena Mexico and was in... She was in the anniversary show in a mask match, and you're talking about her on Arena Coliseum.
They have an actual MSG, and they said the wrong word. Oh yeah, okay, I remember that now. Yeah. Oh man, that was quite a mess. And the annoying thing about that was that, like, it started out with so much promise, because, like you said, Zeuxis is really good. She came out, you know, looking pretty mean and gnarly, and then Ariel Monroe, it was Ariel Monroe that she faced, right?
Yeah.
Like, she actually came in and, like, you know, she had Cedric and her baby in the front row, and she, like, had all this energy, and she, like, she's, like, very, you know, charismatic, and she was going off and yelling shit at Zeuxis and saying, bring it on. Like, it was actually, I was actually really excited when it started, and then it happened. And, yeah, just kind of went downhill from there, which was, yeah, disappointing, just because, yeah.
Maybe,
like, I feel bad for them, because, yeah, like, you know, you said, like, Zeuxis is good, and Ariel kind of has potential, but it was not a good showing for them in terms of the match.
It felt a lot like that Marty Bell match last year, where, like, they hyped up Marty Bell, and then she had a stinker, and then she was gone.
Yeah.
Yeah, it kind of felt like that.
Wow. There's always one, you know. Yeah. There's always one. Yeah. But, like, apart from that, apart from that, everyone seemed to really deliver, except, I would say, Kavita Devee has not super improved since her first match, to be honest. Like,
But she was facing your girl, Caitlyn.
She was facing my girl, Caitlyn, and I was terrified the entire time. And again, I'm sitting in hospital watching this, trying not to make noise, and Caitlyn came out. But because they hype Kavita Devee so much, and because they love the Indian market so much, and we're going on about how many views Kavita Devee's shit gets on YouTube, I was terrified that they were going to job Caitlyn in the first round to this asshole. And then, like, they had the match, and Kavita Devee was no good. Like, I mean, like, she was there, but she was just no good. And, like, she didn't even do, like, really much fun stuff, even, like, compared to the last time I saw her, because I liked her the last time I saw her. I was like, cool, she's a big beauty.
Like,
there's the Kali chop and the Kali spin kick. And I'm like, yeah, sure. But, like, she did not have a good showing here, I feel. And Caitlyn had to do a lot of work. And Caitlyn looked really good.
Yeah.
Caitlyn hit all of her shit really well and, like, you know, still has all of her moves. And she was very obviously, like, stoked to be there. And I was just so relieved that Caitlyn won. Like,
I don't remember Caitlyn from her original run, but it seems like a pretty cool little gimmick, and she seems like a good person from the promos and stuff. So I'm curious to see more going forward.
Yeah, it's cool that she's sort of, like, coming back on this, like, redemption story, you know, after being out for so long, and that part's cool. And yeah, I have a lot of feelings about Caitlyn's first run, which you can read about on the Place to Be Nation. But yeah, she turned into, like, a pretty good, like, babyface worker by the end with, like, lots of, like, power moves, you know, and the cool spear and tackle and everything. And so if she, yeah, she still brings stuff like that, she's going to be good, I feel like. So hopefully we keep seeing more of her.
Yeah. I don't, yeah, but it makes me curious, though, because the person they brought back last year on the veteran run, she hasn't been seen since. So I don't know if they're just bringing someone in for a match or two and then sending them on their way.
Yeah, well, I haven't heard anything about them picking up Caitlin or anything like that, but maybe when it's over, I'm not sure. Like, you know, depending on how she's received and whatever.
She'll be a surprise entrant in the Royal Rumble.
Oh, I'll lose my shit. Love it. Book it.
I want to talk about something that probably brought the biggest smile to my face during this first round, and that was Miko Satomura, who Michael Cole just lost his shit for. Go ahead.
I have, except for one time, but that's not relevant. I have never in my life liked and enjoyed Michael Cole as much as I did when he looked at the camera with that goofy smile on his face and went, "It's Miko time." He was so excited.
It was like his boss time, but with Miko Satomura.
Yes, and it was so pure and joyful, and the entire time he couldn't stop marking out about Miko Satomura, and it was just like, it was so pure and wholesome and lovely. Like, and it's funny because, like, you think about Michael Cole, like, the actual human being, and it's so hard because he's such a robot. Like, try and imagine what kind of wrestling Michael Cole actually likes. Like, it's really, really weird. Like, I can't even imagine what kind of wrestlers he likes, what kind of matches he likes. You know what I mean?
I can't imagine anything about Michael Cole. Like,
yeah, because he's such a robot. You know, like, he's such a shit.
How would he dress when he's not at work? What would he like to eat for dinner? What TV shows would he like? Like, I can't even guess.
Yeah, who even knows, right? Like, and so it's just, so him sitting there, like, marking out, going, like, this is one of my favorite wrestlers, and going nuts for, like, an actual wrestler, like, in a pure, you know, marking out kind of way, it was just, it was amazing. And, I mean, we all felt the same, because Mayuko rules. And her and Killer Kelly was great. They beat the shit out of each other, and that was really, really fun.
Oh, yeah.
And, yeah, Killer Kelly looked really good. I'm really sad that she had to jump to Mako in the first round, because she looked really, really good, and, you know, I want to see more of her.
She'll be on that whatever the UK show is.
Oh, okay, yep, yeah, well, good.
Well, there's actually quite a few people. Like, there's Toni Storm, there's her, Zia Brookside's going to be there.
And Isla Dawn as well.
Isla Dawn. I thought there was one more.
Jenny,
yeah.
Jenny! She was, wasn't she great jobbing as well?
Yeah, yeah. My God. Her and Tony was really good.
Yeah,
she has
a lot
of poise, for sure.
Yeah. She looked really good. And Tony, like, gave her most of the match, like, sort of thing, and gave her some shine. And she looked really, really good. So that was, yeah, there's another one to watch, too. See, and that's it. That's the thing. Like, the quality of a lot of these wrestlers who had to job in the first round is just, you know, so high. Which, you know, but everyone left is really good, so it bodes well for them.
That's true. Was there any surprise upsets for you, though?
Not necessarily. I think the biggest upset would have been when Lacey Lane went over Vanessa Craven.
Yeah.
Because, Vanessa Craven... Yeah, is someone who I've heard of, and Lacey Lane is a complete rando,
yeah,
right? But, you know, but then she went over. But, like, but again, Lacey Lane kind of, like, looked really good out of nowhere in that match, and I had, actually, by the end of it, I had no problem with her going over.
For sure. It was sad to see Craven lose, but it's nice that she got some recognition. The other one that actually surprised me, I guess it shouldn't have, but Nicole Matthews getting a win over Isla Dawn. Like, Isla Dawn's on the UK show.
Yeah. And that surprised me too, yeah.
Yeah, Matthews is a veteran and all. I just, I don't know. With WWE's, you know, the way they book, you would expect the person that they signed would get by the first round, but...
Yeah. But I'm also... I was surprised by that too, actually. Like, I wasn't sure who was going to win when that match came up. And I remember hearing chatter from people about, like, something about episode 4. Like, someone, like, the wrong person won or a bad result, something like that. And it, like, freaked me out. And I was like, oh, shit, who's going to job in the first round? Like,
did they job Io Shirai?
They jobbed Io Shirai in the first round, you know. Like, but I thought maybe Nicole Matthews jobbed or maybe Hiroyo jobbed, you know, something like that. And so I was, like, freaking out when this match was on. And then she just beat the utter shit out of Isla Dawn. Yeah, she did. And then trash-talked in her face. And she's actually, like, was really good and grumpy and nasty. And then she went over. And I was like, oh, okay. So, you know, so it was like I wasn't sure who would win. But by the end of the match, I was like, yeah, that's the right result. Like, because she looked pretty nasty.
At least one Canadian
guy. And so. Yeah, there you go.
I guess one more thing about that fourth show. How was it? How nice was it to see Robbie Bookside out there to support his daughter?
Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah.
And especially because they said he'd never watched her wrestle before.
Yeah.
Like, ever. He just, you know, I guess refused. No, but I mean, I get it. You hear about parents like that who are just like, no, I can't watch. You're going to get hurt. Like, and it was probably a little bit of that. And probably like he hasn't been around in the same places where she's wrestling. Because I think she's been wrestling in the UK.
Mostly.
You know? Yeah. So
she does a lot in the States, but not in, you know, NXT or whatever.
So. Yeah. So yeah, that was actually really nice for him to be there and reacting. And they got to like hug and, you know, it was, yeah. So that was lovely.
And then, what did you think of Brookside?
I thought she was good. I was very impressed, actually. Like, I didn't know what to expect because I knew she was so young and very new. But she actually looked really good. Like, her just, like, immediately running at Io and trying to do anything before she got killed.
Yeah.
And then, you know, and she got a few shots in and then was, you know, quickly killed. But like, but it was good. It was a fun little squash, you know, and lots of energy. And she looked really good.
She is really good. She's a lot of talent, especially for someone who's not even 20.
Yeah,
she has a good future going forward. Do you want to give some predictions for the second round?
Yes, but there's one more person I want to talk about first.
Okay.
From the first round, and that is my girl, our girl, really. Rhea Ripley. Because how fucking good did she look?
She's like the talk of everything, it seems like, online. Like, everyone's losing their shit for her.
She changed her look
from last time. And
yeah, she's changed her look. She's like gone like full on metalhead and like leaned into, you know, that stuff. And she like, she looks mean now. And the amazing thing to me is that when she came out, they announced her as 5'8".
Really? That can't be right.
Which is insane because she projects like she's 6 foot tall. You know what I mean? Like, she seems big and tall and like imposing. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
and
I don't believe it. I'm looking it up here.
Well, that's what they said. That's what they billed her as. Like,
5'7", it says on Wikipedia. So.
See, they're even like kayfabing to 5'8". Just to make us it, but like, she seems so much taller, right?
Yeah.
Like, and it's amazing that she can project that. And her presence now, and like, and she was, yeah, so much meaner and nastier and absolutely killed that girl. And it just, I was already all in on Rhea, but like, I'm doubly so all in on Rhea. I'm very excited about her. And I hope she goes far as well.
And I hope they just they make some more room on their various television outlets for more women, because this one or two matches a show thing isn't enough. Really.
Oh, listen, like by the end of this first round, I was sitting there to myself yesterday going, I'd be happy if they literally just signed every single one of these people and just made the female NXT or like whatever, you know, like the female brand.
But if they did a female brand, I wouldn't watch any of their other shows.
Yeah, well, I wouldn't either, but, you know, that was why I have a new plan, right? We were talking about this last time as well, but now I have a new plan, to just do a second female NXT. You have, like, the men on NXT and the women on a second show, and that can just be the women-only show.
Okay,
and then
so, like, the main roster...
Yeah, the main roster, they still got to be on Raw and SmackDown and pay-per-views and stuff. But you can fill a whole show, like, at the NXT level with women, and it would be great. So, and then we can get our fix.
There we go. I'd be all for that.
And then they wouldn't lose any viewers, because I'd still have... We could still watch the women on the main shows, unfortunately, but we'd have to. And I would still watch NXT, because NXT is a good show anyway. So, you know, I feel like WWE should... seriously consider my idea. The end.
I'm all for that. I would like to watch a WWE show every week and not skip and hardly watch. So if they did that, I would. But we'll see.
Well, there you go. So yeah.
And then, you know, yeah. No, lots of good options there, but I don't know. I think.
But I agree. Like, there is so much talent available now that they really just need to hire so many more women.
Yeah, I just think it'll be more like, so we're getting the NXT UK show, then we'll probably get an NXT Asia show, and then an NXT South America show, and then so on and so forth. And yeah, they shouldn't do NXT UK though. They should do NXT Commonwealth, so they can get some Australians and Canadians on there. But I don't think anyone would. I don't think a lot of people would understand NXT Commonwealth.
No, probably not, but we would.
Yeah,
we would.
For sure.
We would enjoy it.
Yeah. So the second round, all right? I got the brackets up here. Fucking hell, the first match, based on the way these brackets are listed, is Miko Satomura versus Mercedes Martinez.
Put it straight into my veins.
Is that not, like, the fucking match of the year right there?
Oh, yeah, because that was the other thing. Like, there were only, like, apart from, like, the matches where I feel like obviously one person should go over and it makes sense, and they pretty much all did. But, like, there were two matches where I was, like, living and dying by the result, and I was like, no, you cannot job this bet. And one of them was Caitlyn. I did not want Caitlyn to lose. And the other one, I mean, Madison Rayne is fine, but... I did not want Mercedes Martinez to job in the first round because I knew that she would then face Miko Satomura in the second round. And she didn't, and it's happening, and my God in heaven.
You know a fake Mercedes Martinez account DM'd me on Twitter? Tried to talk to me. They're like, thank you for being such a big fan. And I'm like, what?
No worries.
No worries. Mercedes Martinez with the exact same picture and background of her regular Twitter, but with like two followers and one tweet. Thank you.
Outstanding.
But okay, so I guess Miko wins that, but I have no idea. That's fucking amazing.
Yeah, because Mercedes went long last year. You know what I mean? You know that they're happy to push her and they like her and everything. So like. And they're telling the story of her as well. Like, she wants to, like, redeem herself and you know, make it to the finals or whatever. Like, I don't think she'll make it that far. But, yeah, like, that is a really good matchup. And either one of them could theoretically go over. And, my God.
We should...
I'm keen.
We should each pick those, and then we can find out next episode who did better.
All right. Well, I think Miko will go over.
I'll go with Mercedes just to... have a conflict.
Alright.
But in this next match, so the winner of that match faces the winner of Lacey Lane and Tenora Conti. That's unfair.
Like, it's a really kind of, like, weird... This is, like, the weakest strain of the bracket, this one. Like, you know. And then, like, the winner, you know, has the right to be killed by Miko or Mercedes. So,
yeah.
And that's the thing, like... Going into this, if you had said to me, you know, like, the second round, Lacey Lane versus Tenora Conti, I would have been like, whatever. Like, I would have literally been indifferent.
Yeah.
But now having seen the first round, and Lacey Lane was really cool, flipping all over the place, and Tenora Conti looked really, really good yesterday in her match.
She's going to be a really good... She has, and she's going to be a really good opponent for a Rousey sometime. in the future.
Yeah.
Like a judo match or whatever. I'm looking forward to her getting, her charisma is just growing and growing, and she's getting way better in the ring too. So
I think she'll get this win
for sure.
Yeah, I think Conti goes over here.
Yeah, for sure. And that's,
just honestly based on the first round and what I've seen, because like she was showing out, and yeah. And that's the thing, like, before I was indifferent, and now I'm just like, yes, Lacey Lane versus Tainara Conti. I'm so excited for this match, which I actually am, just to see what they can do with it now, because everyone's been looking really good. You know, that's the beauty of this thing so far. Like, everything is exciting to me now.
But it's bizarre, though, because, like, there's a lot of really loaded second-round matches. This is by far the least
the weak line of the draw, but you know, that's whatever.
Yeah. So next up, Toni Storm versus Hiroyo Matsumoto.
Oh, get in me.
That's gonna be fucking badass.
That's gonna be baller. I'm so hyped for this now. Yeah. But I don't want either of them to lose. That's the problem. I still feel like Tony's gonna go long again, so I'll pick Toni.
Yeah.
But I don't want Hiroyo to lose. Can't they both win? Can't this be the final?
Yeah. I'm gonna have to go to my website where I can watch my Joshi and look up a bunch of Matsumoto matches to watch just to make myself feel better. I think I'm gonna focus on that in the next little bit. But yeah, Toni Storm Matsumoto is gonna be fucking awesome. I agree with you. Toni Storm's probably going over that. So the winner of that faces the winner of Caitlyn versus Mia Yim.
Ah.
Yeah.
Which, see, and I like Caitlyn getting to work with Mia Yim. That sounds cool to me.
Yeah.
First of all. I don't know, especially seeing that they've signed Mia, I feel like this is probably where Mia goes over. But I can see them giving Caitlyn another round as well.
She did sign very recently in this tournament.
Yeah, it was after.
Took place a month or two ago. So.
No, sure, yeah, but I just, you know, obviously they're keen on her, like, to some extent, you know. I don't know, but then they could also be pushing Caitlyn's redemption as well for another round. It's a tough one to pick.
I'm gonna go with Mia Yim just because I like her so much.
Well then, I'll pick Caitlyn because I like her so much.
There you go. What else?
I want Caitlyn to win. So.
There you go. All right. Moving on to the other side of the bracket, where we got Tegan Knox versus Nicole Matthews, which should be a hell of a match. I assume they'll probably go with Tegan Knox because Micah Cole is predicting Hirsch to win the whole tournament, so they're probably not going to knock her out in the second round. Unless they want to make Michael Cole look stupid. But
well, that's always fun, but no. They're pushing Tegan as one of the favorites. So, yeah, I don't think she loses here. I think she beats Nicole Matthews. Because, again, we weren't even sure if Nicole Matthews would win the first round. So, you know, I think she definitely jumps to Tegan here.
Yeah, and that should be a hell of a match, too.
It should be so good, yes. See, again, all of these matches are just yes. Anyway.
Oh, yeah, and this is by far the weakest half, quarter of the tournament, because so we have that match, and then the winner of that faces Rhea Ripley versus Casey Catanzaro. So
what do you mean weak?
Like,
I am so pumped for Rhea versus Casey Catanzaro. It's gonna
just
be
like
awesome.
It's all rookies, you know.
Yeah, sure, but I'm actually really looking forward to that match, because again, the stars clash between the tiny, tiny Casey and the monster 5'8" Rhea. It's going to be good. And I can't wait to see Rhea beat the shit out of her. In a good way, because I like Casey, but she's going to fly around and then Rhea's going to splat her and it's going to rock.
Yeah. I'm very pumped. They'll go with Rhea here, but, I don't know. They're going to strap the rocket to Casey quicker than,
Yeah. See, again, it's one I'm not super sure about, the result, which is a good thing. But, I feel like it's a different Rhea this time, and they'll probably, push her at least another round. Yeah. Because Casey's still pretty green, so I think her just having a good showing, you know, making the second round is a good spot for her. So like at this stage,
yeah. And I think so with that, her personality and stuff, you know, going out in the second round is like a big accomplishment, and she can
play. Yeah, exactly.
Whenever she is actually on TV. Next up, the final quarter of the tournament here, we got Io Shirai versus Zeuxis. Basically, the best wrestler from Japan versus the best wrestler from Mexico. So
yeah,
that's going to be hard hitting. That's for sure.
Slightly. Just a tad.
Yeah, I'm going to like this one. And I think Zeuxis will really redeem herself to a lot of people. I know a lot of people who've never seen her before were like, oh, she stinks. She's horrible. But I think she'll really surprise people in this matchup.
Yeah, I hope for her sake that she puts in a much better showing. Cause, yeah, but, I mean, she's got a lot more to work with in Io. So you'd have to. I mean, if she can't have a good match with Io at this stage, like, my God.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it should be good. They should beat the shit out of each other. And I think clearly Io is the winner.
Yeah, I'll go with that. And finally, we have my girl Deanna Purrazzo not facing her longtime rival and good friend of Karen Q, but facing Xia Li. So I think Purrazzo is, you know, one of the people they can build NXT around, and she's going to ground the Kung Fu Li. and break her arm off for the win there.
But it'll be so much fun.
It will be. I love Finally contrast of styles, and it's
yeah. And Purrazzo's like, you know, grappling stuff, and Xia Li doing kung fu at her. It's gonna be fun.
It's gonna be fun. Man, yeah, that's a hell of a second round.
I know, right?
Yeah.
This is what I mean. Like every single second round match, I'm just like, yeah, I'm keen for this. Like. I can't wait for next week for it to start.
Yeah,
it's everything. Nice. And then you look at like the brackets and, you know, and you see what could be coming up ahead once people win in the second round. It's just like, ugh, this thing is so good.
I know. Oh man. Looking at it, like just out of my eye, it looks like the semis is either Toni Storm versus Mercedes or versus Miko. And then you have like Tegan Nox versus Rhea Ripley. And you have like Io Shirai versus Deanna Purrazzo. Like,
I know, right?
That's fucking insane.
Literally any combo they could come up with from here is gonna be sick.
Yeah.
So like, yeah.
Oh boy.
It's just, can't wait.
Yeah, for sure. Do we have any other things to say about this? We're just excited for next week.
Yeah, I'm just pumped, man. It's been so much fun, and I hope everyone else watching along is enjoying it as much as I am.
I wish I could, I've been so busy at work, I'm not watching them live. I wish I could be watching them live just to be on the Twitter stuff, but unfortunately, I haven't been able to. Hopefully I can get some in next couple weeks.
Mm. I've seen a couple of them live and a couple of them slightly not, because I was busy, you know, on a Thursday morning as it is. So
yeah, I guess that's
true. Yes. But yeah, it's definitely fun watching along live and following along on Twitter and stuff. And it's also just fun watching anytime.
Yeah. and it really doesn't hurt to like,
it's even fun watching in the hospital, I can tell you.
Eating Jell-O and watching wrestling.
Exactly. Silently marking out.
Yeah, exactly. Try not to disturb the sick people around you.
Exactly.
Before we head out, I would like everyone to... what's your Twitter, Stacey?
My Twitter is at Women's Sport Sid, SYD.
Yeah,
so that's me on Twitter.
Everyone follow Stacey and then tell her that you want her to do a Glamour Girls versus Jumping Bomb Angels episode of this show. Because I really do, and I need support to convince her, because she's being a Grinch right now.
I'm being coy. I'm like, dude, I'm just like balls deep in divas right now. That's an unfortunate phrase, but it's true. So So, you know, once I find a window, we will definitely, because I do really want to look at them, you know, and do
have
something.
Have you ever seen any of their stuff?
Yeah, of course. I've seen matches. I know. I haven't seen them in a long time. I watched them quite a while ago for the most part. So I'd be definitely interested in revisiting them and revisiting a lot of that, like, 80s and 90s stuff.
The 80s stuff, I wouldn't recommend revisiting a lot of it.
No, I know. But that's I've what been I mean. Revisiting I want to see and, what it's like.
Oh,
you know?
Boy. It's actually, yeah. There's a stretch in 86 where, like, they bring in the Crush Girls and they bring in Dump Matsumoto and Bull Nakano for, like, a couple shows.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool. But, man, the Fabulous Moolah's women's talent was not.
Yeah, no, I have zero interest in watching, like, you know, Moolah and co. But like you said, like, the, you know, the Jumping Bomb Angels and stuff like that, I do want to revisit.
And Judy Martin's fucking awesome.
Yeah, Glamour Girls, Judy Martin, you know, fun stuff.
Yeah, exactly. You can also follow me on Twitter, Stephen Graham, TWS, Stephen with a V, Graham like the cracker, and then TWS at the end. And remember to follow Pro Wrestling Only. Give Charles a follow. And we'll be back, if not covering this next round, but at least covering the semifinals and previewing the finals, right?
Yeah, we'll see what we can drum up before then. Definitely. Yeah,
either a finals, like a finals evolution preview, or depends, I guess, how excited we get after the next round.
If the second round goes off and we have to talk about it, then we will come back and talk about it, I feel.
That sounds fair.
We'll see.
Stay tuned. Yeah, perfect. So thanks everyone for listening, and we'll be back sporadically sometime in the future.